wollten zweite Mishne daf Kuf Gimel. Ha koisei shtei oisiois. Somebody writes two oisiois on Shabbos. Vein b'yemina, where they writes it normal with his right hand, poshut he's a righty. Vein b'smolu, this is a chiddush. Even though he's a righty, if he writes it with his left hand, still he's chayv on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha, the churat shavi yishinui, should be potter. Vein mishay mechud, but they write two oisiois from the same shem. So Rashi that means shteyam alfin. You write two aleph. Two aleph also yichayv. Vein mishay shemus, whether it's like an aleph vase or a shin mem, then treat yichayv. If two different oisiois, sometimes it means a name, avad yichayv. But the chiddush is just two alephs also yichayv. You don't have to have a shame with it. Just two letters yichayv. Vein mishay samonius, it could even be two different type of inks. Rashi echod b'joy v'yachas v'sikru. One could be black and one could be red. Don't make a difference the colors. B'chol loshin, any type of a loshin you write, also yichayv on Shabbos. You write A B on Shabbos, you also chayv. La dafka has to be aleph beis, even A B is also chayv. Chayv. Omer Rabbi Yosi, lo yichayv lo yishtei oisius elam mishum roshim. Yosi says even a chumra. That we say yichayv for two oisius, you write two aleph. The chumra means nothing. So why yichayv two aleph? Says yichayv is mishum roshim. Just making a scratch, making a sign that you could know that in the Mishkan, the Moshe, what they did was, and they had the Kerushim, the boards, they used to make like an X here, and an X right next to the next board, to know these two boards go together. So the Roshim alone, that was a double Choshim they did in the Mishkan. So even two Oisius, the Ikechiv is, it's not worse than a Roshim, just making a mark to know what's there. Shrashim Mishum Roshim. Simin, that's all, just a Simin. Shohoyu Oisim Bekar Sheha Mishkan, they were the boards of the Mishkan. They used to put them down, and they put it up again. They didn't want to mix up the Seder. So they had to know which board belongs next to the next board, so they made a type of Roshim. We also have Yisla Meimer. His Chiddush is, you don't even have to write two Alephs to be Chayiv. If you write two circles, and it's a Simen for you, you Chayiv for that in Shabbos. Any two Simonim you write, you Chayiv on Shabbos. That's what they did by the Mishkan. They used to put a simin on two boards, one next to another, to know these two go next to one another. Which board belongs next to the next board in the Mishkan? This is a Yehuda's Chiddush. That in the case where you had das to write a big shame, you had das to write the word Shimon. And instead of writing Shimon, he just wrote Shin Mem, the first two oisius, also Yechayiv. Why? Because Mitzinu Shem Kotim Mishem Godol. A small shame means something since it's part of the big one. In other words, Shem Mishimon, Umishmuel. If he had asked to write the word Shmuel, and he wrote just Shin Mem, Yechayiv, because Shin Mem means something. Or else, Noyach Minocher. He had asked to write the word Nocher, and he only wrote the Nun Ches Yechayiv, because it means something. Dan Midaniel. God Migadiel. And this is the Chiddush. Even though the Reish of the Mishnah says when you write two Oisiyos, any two Oisiyos Yechayiv, even two Aleves, that's when you go to write just two. But here the person had das to write the word Shimon. He had das to write the whole word. And it came out after he wrote the Shin Mem, he stopped writing for some reason. So it's a Chiddush Yechayiv here also. Even though this wasn't your Machshava, but Yechayiv. So in such a case, the first two words you write has to have some meaning to it by itself. That's why Yoni Chayiv with Shin Mem would mean shame, or else God, or else Don, or else Noach. Shrashi, Matzinu Shem Kotin. Ho'osa la'ashminu Rabbi Yehuda, di'af agab shaloi nigma malachtoi, sh'niskav v'lichtev tev g'deilo. Because of Miksas. V'yoysa Miksas hevei tev ha'miskayem s'mokam achir v'schayiv. If you had that here to write the big word, to write the word Shimon, and now when you wrote Shin Mem, for some reason you stopped, still Yechayiv, even though you weren't Mekayim Achshavtoin, but since these two oisius mean something, Yechayiv. So the more, Bishleima Ayimin Lechayiv Mishum Derech Siva. Bishleima, the Mishnah says, for Yemin Yechayiv, it's good. That's a Derech Siva, the Yemin. Yemin is Derech Siva, it's very good. Elo Asmoel Amai, who ain't Derech Siva Bekach. Why does the Mishnah say if you write with your left hand? Yechayiv, of course, not a Derech to write with your left hand, you're righty. So it should lie in Shinu, it should be put in Midiraisa. It should only be us in Midirabonim. Om Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Yitiyad. I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about a lefty. A guy that's an Yitiyad uses his other hand, his left hand, that's why he's Chayiv. Yitiyad Shonim. For the more that's also Shver. For to have a smile the day, Kimin the Kulu Yalma. So it's good. His left hand is like everybody's right hand. So So when he writes with left hand, he's chayiv. Aba v'yas the kuliyama v'yasmel lechayiv ayimin lo lechayiv. So it's good why he's chayiv on his left hand. But the chur the kasher is the Mishnah says you chayiv whether you write with your right or with your left. See, if the person's a lefty, he should be potter with his right hand. Because for him, his right hand is shleik kederech. So it's still shrei the Mishnah. How does the Mishnah say you chayiv if you write zay with your right, zay with your left, monoshoch. Whatever you are, the other hand is shleik kederech. Elu Ram Rabbi, the Torah should be Pishela Pishtei Yodah. We're talking about a person in the Mishnah that could write with two hands. So that the Mishnah is saying, whichever hand he writes with, he's chayiv. Says not such a big kiddush then. In Chur Pshita. After you think that the two hands go forward, one hand is better than the other hand, Kamash Mlon, Avi, he could write with both hands. Either hand he writes with, he's chayiv. That's one Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Brei Debas Yaakov Omar, Homani Rabbi Yosi. I tell you, our whole ratio goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Omar, Loichayv Ushtay Oisius Ele Mishum Roshim. Rabbi Yosi said, that the Mishnah says, when you write two Oisius, two Aleph Yichayv, it's not shot that has to be a Choshev Iksiva of an Aleph Aleph. No, it's enough just to make a circle, just to make a check. If you make two checks, two Simonim, Yichayv for two Simonim. So, Mel, just to write a check or a Simon, even with your left hand, you'd also pass to make a Simon. If you have to write a good Ois to read it, then if you're righty, you don't write with your left hand. That's called a shinud. If you're just making a mark, just to remember something, even if you use your left hand, it's also good to make a mark. So the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Fred Gemara. Well, me the Sefer Rabbi Yosi he Reish Alav Rabbi Yosi. Since the Sefer, the next part of the Mishnah says Rabbi Yosi Yomar Lechayv Shdiyos Elu Mishum Reishim Mashma the Reish is not according to Rabbi Yosi. Mashma the Reish means you only chayv if you make a choshiva ksiva of two oisius. Then we have a good kashya. If you write with your left hand, it's not called a choshiva ksiva. And for the Gemara, kula Rabbi Yosi, not shver. The whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Is that at the beginning of the Mishnah says if you write with your right or left hand, Yechayiv, it's only according to Rabbi Yosi that says you don't have to write a choshev ksiva that you could read it. Then you have to write only with your right hand. He also Yechayiv even if you write two checks or two X's or two circles. Abi, you're making a simin, Yechayiv. So if you write with your left hand, Avad, you can make a simin with your right hand, so it doesn't blab a shinu. That's why Yechayiv. Right. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. And we pass on like Rabbi Yosi. Sefer Nechama, you'll be chayiv even writing with your left hand. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Matzino. Yehuda says now another chiddush that in the case where you had asked to write a big word, you wanted to write the word Shimon, and after you got finished writing Shin Mem, you stop. You're also chayiv. Why? Because what you wrote Shin Mem has some meaning to it. So the more Ela Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Oisi Ois Vehein Shnei Shem Oisud Mechayiv. The Chur Yoni chayiv where these first two letters mean something, like Shin Mem. If you wrote two oisiyas, that means the same thing. You will not be chayiv. If you wrote two aleph, then you wouldn't be chayiv. Rashi, hodeiz oisiyas v'hein shem echod kagoin sheish misheishach. You had asked to write the word sheishach. Instead of writing sheishach, you wrote the word sheish. Oitas mi tasnon. Oitach mi tatchaim. Loi mechayiv. Why didn't he say such a chiddush? That even the first you wrote was two shins, or two tufts, or two cheses. Why didn't he say that's yichayiv? Mashma, then you'd be potter. You only chayiv if the first two oisis you wrote were two different, like shimoin, and you wrote the first shin mem. So since shin mem is shin is one, and mem is another thing, then yichayiv. But if you would have wrote two cheses, you'd be potter. For the more of a time, you learned another price, not like that. The pasuk says, we also achas. You have to do one malacha. So achas at Rashi kula b'mashma. For this pasuk alone is mashma yoni chayiv if you do a whole malacha, which would mean if you had asked to write the word shimin, you'd only be chayiv if you write the whole word shimin. Yocholach yichdu kol hashem. I would think from the word achas for yos achas means you have to write the whole word shimin. V'yad shiyara kol habegad. Or else when you go to weave a beged on Shabbos, maybe you only chayiv if you weave the whole beged. V'yad shiyasa kol hanapa until you make the whole. Nap is a type of sif. Until you make the whole sif, Rashi, until you make the whole sif, that's also a type of weaving, like you weave a basket, you make a sif. It's Talmud Loim and Meyachas. The pasuk says, V'yosu Meyachas. Doesn't say the word Achas, it says an extra mem, Meyachas. So Meyachas means even part of the Malacha, a part of the Malacha Yechayi form. For the Mori Meyachas, if from the word Meyachas, part of the Malacha, Yochel Afil Lekosev Elois Achas, even if you only wrote one ois, as you wanted to write the word Shimon, and you only wrote the word Shin, So for Shin, maybe you're also chayiv, because that's called mei achas. You did a little bit of the melacha, or else for your regelachut echad, you only wove one string. For your sell a bayis echad benapa, when you're making this napa, making the sieve, there are two batim to hold it in place. So maybe if you only make one bayis, also you chayiv. Much say when you see the shiur this Tuesday, you understand this a little bit better. Let's see, Rashi a little bit says, "Bayis echad benapa liyachas sheheisich nitzorim shoshesi." The way you weave is always first you put strings going straight up, the oyster beirigas oriv. Then you make the second row of strings going in and out across. So here, nitzor echad milmati. You make one, if you put the like to make this basket, you put the strings going up. Now on the bottom, first you do one row on the bottom and one row on top to go across. Is one row goes across on bottom and one on top. Vein kruyim bottom, that's called like houses that hold it in place. Vein oinvim, that's like a loops, es hashesi, tiderech v'chibosoi, that holds the shesi, the strings going up in place. V'yoymed ho'orig, it holds the, now you could weave with it. Obeis echad hoyu miskayim, with one will be mekayim. V'mishrim d'lav chutinin, it's not called string, korolu bayis. K'moy botanirin, shein la botanirin acherim. There's no other botanirin. The botanirin in the weaving is also something that holds the string in place. Mishem will see the machine, you'll see exactly where the botanirin are. But I would think, what's making one yichayiv, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says no, achas. Even though it says meyachas, it also says the word achas. The Kuru Tzisfirim, Trashi Talmud Lema achas, shetei melacha shlema b'makam echem. It has to be a whole melacha. The Kuru Tzisfirim. Do you need half of the malacha, or do you need the whole malacha? Okay, tzad, ein echayiv atchiyichtoiv shein koton mishein godol. That's how we get this yisoid. That when you had asked to write the word shimon, that's a long word. And now, after writing the shin mem, you stop. We say echayiv. It's only because what you wrote is a chshivis, is called the shein koton. It means something by itself. Shein means something. Or else, shein mishim, mishem mishim, no mishmuel. You had asked to write the word shmuel, and then you stopped after Shimem Yechayiv, or else Noyach Minocher, Dan Midaniel, God Migadil. That's the first man Yama. We have Yehuda Raima, this price of Yehuda says, Afilu Loikosev Alashtay Oisiyos, Vehain Shem Echod, Chayiv, Kegoin, Sheish, Tas, Arar, Gag, Chach. See, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if you write two Oisiyos to the same thing, two Shins, two Tes, two Reishes, two Gimel, two Chesos Yechayiv. So you say, not like we said before in Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to write Davka, Shin, and a Mem. Two different Oisiyos that mean something. It's enough to write the same Ois twice. Avia means something. So Drashi, Afil lekosim mitev gedelo, ela beiz Oisiyos shoshem echod, they're going sheish tas, fehein mitevus gedelos. These are part of big words. They're going sheish mishash batzem, misheshach, or el shesh mom, tas, mitiroi, titno, mechoshchein, im neschavon, lektan atchilo, Avadi, if you mechavim for the small one, also you're good. Now, call upon him, here you see the two oisiyos could be the same oisiyos twice. Lav dafka, you have to have dafka different words, a shin and a mem. So, chur tzitzirin of Yehuda. But yes, it's mashur of Yehuda, you only chayiv in this case, where first you had das to write a big word. And after writing the first two oisiyos, you stopped. So the question, how chashur those two oisiyos have to be? One place is mashur of Yehuda, it has to be two different oisiyos. A shin and a mem, and here the bright smash of Yehuda is saying it's enough to have two shins or two tufts. Rabbi Yosi, so Rabbi Yosi, another shita, v'chi mishum kaisav l'chayim. This is Rabbi Yosi shita, like he says now Mishnah. He dings on Rabbi Yehuda when you write two shins, are you chayim because of two oisiyos? V'alo yein chayim v'lo mishum roishim. V'chi v'adamol v'ksivet l'adav. It has to be a chosher of a thing that you could read. No, be it some mark that you could tell the difference. You chayim. Shekein Roshim Makashia Mishkan Leida Ezihi Ben Zugai. Because in the Kroshim, when they used to write on the two boards to know which two boards go to another, they didn't write Dafkan Ois. They wrote a check to know that these two boards go one next to another. Here they wrote a check, here they wrote an X, here they wrote a circle to know which boards go next to another. So if you see the Chahol, you don't have to have two Choshiva Aleph Beis. It's enough to have any two things Yechayi for. That's the Yoshi Shita. Lefika, how do you see? A shorat shrita achas al shnei nesorim, you make a scratch on two boards. Oy shteish sritois al maser echad, you make two scratches on one board. Yichayiv, that's a b'yoyse shrita. Even though you can't read it, it has no meaning. It's just a scratch. But since it's a simin, b'yoyse, that's a choshev aksiva. Yichayiv for that on Shabbos. You have Shimon Oimer. Shimon says another shrita. You have Shimon Oimer. We also achas. The Bidash began the posik. We also achas to do a whole malacha. Yocholach yichtav es kol Hashem. I would think if you have das to write the word Shimon, you only chayiv when you write the whole word Shimon. Or else achiyar kol abeged. Unless when you're weaving, you only chayiv on Shabbos if you weave a whole beged on Shabbos. Or else achiyas es kol anapel until you make two batim, the two strings to keep the usif in place. Talmud loim again meyachas. The posik says meyachas. Mashma part of the Moloch Yechayiv. If Meyachas is for, if on the word Meyachas, Yochel Afil Lekosev Elois Achas. Maybe if you only write one Ois, also Yechayiv, that's called Meyachas, a part of one Moloch Yechayiv. The Afil Lo Yorag Yeluchut Echad, maybe only one string Yechayiv. The Afil Lo Yosel Abayas Echad Benapam. When you're making the seat, the type of a basket, if you just make one a string across, one bias to hold the chassis in place, you'll be Chayiv. Talmud loy machas. No, the pasuk says also achas, which is mashma ho malachim. Okay, it's at the stira. Meyachas is mashma even a part of the malacha, and achas is mashma the whole malacha. How do you have it? Ein chayev atchiyase malacha shekiyotze boy miskayemis. You only chayev for something that what you made is miskayim someplace else. Like l'churu, this like the Tanakam we had before. If you have das to write the word shimin, so when you write shin mem. Since Shin Mem by itself is Miskayim someplace else that has a meaning to it, it means shame, or else you want to write the word Shmuel, and you write the first two ways here, Shin Mem. Since it's Miskayim someplace else, it means shame, it means something, it means Noyach Minocher, Yechayiv. So Gemara the Asakasha, this last Reb Shimon, the Chur, that's the same Shana Tanakama. That's the Tanakama that says when you have Daf to write Shimon, you only Chayiv if you write the first two ways here, Shin Mem, since it means something someplace else. Mashaik and the Chiddush was in this price that Rabbi Yehuda said here even two Isis, even two shins, or two tus, Yechayiv. But here this, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. But here Rabbi Shimon, the Chorosan, like the Tanakama. You only Chayiv, you write from the word Shimon, you write Shin Mem, which means something by itself. Trashiyev, Shekiyoich Sabah Miskayemis, Olekayne Parach, and the Tanakama, the Morosun, and the Kasha, this is the Tanakama. Now we'll be mad with the sobrise. Oh, no, not yet. Right? We have Yosi Yoimi. That's another posse. V'yoso achas, v'yoso heina. It's the same posse as v'yochas, achas, and the end it says heina. So we dash in, pomim shechayiv achas akulon. Sometimes shechayiv one for a lot of malachas you do on Shabbos. This we had at the end of Klal Gadol before. Then the case where you're a shoygeg on Shabbos, you forgot today was Shabbos. But you remembered all the malachas are also. But the reason why you did five malachas was you forgot today was Shabbos. So then you only chayiv one chatis. Because the shoygig is one shoygig. Or pomim shechayiv akol achas v'yachas. But sometimes, no, for doing five malachas, you chayiv five chatois. And the case is where you know today is Shabbos, but you were shoygig, you forgot this malacha is awesome. You forgot you're not allowed to write today, you forgot you can't sow today, you forgot you can't plow today. So in the case where you're shoygig on the malachas, then you chayiv akol malacha malacha. So that's the posek achas and hein. This is dobraisa. So the Gemara, akol ponim was nageya to us is the steering of Yehuda. Kitoni miyo, for this price it says, Reb Yehuda v'aymer, afilu lekosev el eshtoyos yos. Even though you had that to write the word Shimon. And now you only write the first two ois yos. V'hein shem echod. And lab dafkit Shimon, the first two ois yos ashin mem. Afilu you had to write, you had that to write the word shashgal. And you only wrote two shins, also yechayiv, is chayiv. So Chur Tzakash, before Reb Yehuda, by Yosef Mashman, Yoni Chayiv, when you write the word Shin Mem, which has two different oisiyos, that means something by itself. And here we say Yechayiv, just writing two shins, also Yechayiv. So the Marabai Kashi, Hodidei Hodarab, Enechlam, is no steer in Reb Yehuda. One is saying his own memra, and one is saying over B'Shem his Rebbe. Titania. We have Yehuda Roimeh Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Reb Yehuda here says over the name of his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rabbi Gamliel. Afilu Loikosa Ve'alabez Oisiyois V'hein Shem Echad Chayiv. Hey, that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Not Reb Yehuda himself. He's just saying over his Rebbe Shita. Hey, his last Breiser, Reb Yehuda, was saying over his Rebbe's Shita. Kegoin, Sheish, even you write only the word two shins, also Yechayiv. Teis, Rar, Gag, Ches, also Yechayiv. So that's Reb Yehuda b'shem his Rebbe. And that before we said according to Reb Yehuda, Yoni Chayiv, when you write like a Shin Mem, that has a meaning by itself, that's Reb Yehuda Shita himself. für die Gemara, für Reb Shimon, Hainu Tanakama. So good with Miyashim Reb Yudah. For a Kolpon of Mitzvah, Reb Shimon says the same thing as the Tanakama said, that you only chayiv when you had das to write the big word like Shimon. If you wrote the first two oisiyos, a Shin Mem, which has a meaning by itself, then you chayiv. That was the Tanakama. The Chitema Aleph Aleph, the Arzruch. Ikebenayil, I tell the Nafka meaning when you have das to write this word Arzruch, and you only write the first two Alephs. But it's spelled Aleph Aleph Zayin Resh Chav, and you only wrote the first two Alephs. Are you chayiv or not? The Tanakama Sovar Aleph Aleph the Arzruch Le Mechayiv. Although in such a case, according to Tanakam, you put him. Because he says it has to be a shame that has to mean someplace else. Like shame, shin mem. Shin mem means something by itself, shame. But here, two olives mean nothing by itself. For Rav Shimon saw that maybe Rav Shimon told, Kivon the Yisei, the Galdutri, the Yalmo, Chayiv. That since it has to mean to it by itself, two olives, you Chayiv for that also. What does this mean by Galdutri, the Yalmo? So Rashi learns, Kivon the Yisei begaldutri. That means kimeyos uksavim shemachshefos. Machshefos goyim when they write their kimeyos, that type of kishiv. V'shel shemos karem beloshin Latin shel minim klutrios or gilim soifin lichtavem tevos shoshteyos yos. V'einim telus v'makamachrim. As they there write two aleph. By them to make kishiv, they write in their kimeyom two aleph. So maybe Rav Shimon holds since some place in the world it's used two olives, that's also called a shame by itself. Therefore, Reb Shimon l'chus b'machmer. The Tanakama holds Yoni Chayiv when you write like a shin and a mem, that mamish has meaning someplace else. But if you write two olives, it means nothing anyplace else, you'll be potter. In this case, we had das metchila to write a big word like Ezroch, and at the end you only wrote the first two olives and stop, according to Tanakama, you're potter. Because two olives by itself have no meaning. And Reb Shimon is b'machmer and say no. Since two olives has some type of a meaning by the galdutri, by the machshefim, therefore yichai. For the Gemara, this can't be. That's a different. We're not talking about that. That's something else. Lemei, something we'll see later. So you later. Lemei modul Rav Shimon lechumra. You want to come out and lechur Rav Shimon is be machma then. According to the Tanakam, if you write two olives, you potter. It has no meaning. But according to Rav Shimon, yichayiv. For a time, you will learn faket that Rav Shimon is always being makom. HaKoydech Kol Shuchayiv. We had the Mishnah before, or it says at the Sefto. If you make a hole in the wall on Shabbos, that's called Koydech. Als Binyin, you chayiv with a Kol Shu. Chayiv with a Kol Shu. HaMegarir Kol Shu. Megarir Rashi Klumsois, like poles, or Klofim, or you're peeling the bark of wood. They'll be told that they're Mamachit. It's like Machit. You want to smooth out the wood, you chayiv from Mamachit. The Tanakh says, HaMegarir Kol Shu. You smooth out even a Kol Shu. HaMabit Kol Shu. You make ibud on a skin, you chayiv a kolshu. Hatzar b'kli tzura kolshu. You're making a picture on a kli, even a kolshu, little picture, you chayiv. Reb Shimon Oimer, achikadeach es kulay. He holds no. When you chayiv and making a hole in the wall, only if it goes through and through. You have to pierce the hole through and through. If you make a little hole, it doesn't go through the wall, you putter. So you see, Reb Shimon is a mekel. He holds you only chayiv on Shabbos if you do a bigger melacha. Or else, achiyigur es kulay. You have to peel off the whole stick. Achiyabed es kulay, you only hold yichayim for you. Ma'abed, work over the host skin. Achiyitzet kulay, achiyitzer kulay. When you're making a picture on a glass, on a kli, you have to make a picture on the whole glass. On part of the glass, part of the kli, you potter. So you see here, Reb Shimon is alamol amekel. So how could we say here that Reb Shimon is saying for two aleves that you're chayiv? He's being machmir, vices all over, Reb Shimon is being amekel. So it's Gemara Ella, Reb Shimon, who also lashminim. What's pshat in the first machloikis Tanakamo and Reb Shimon? We had asked to write this big word like Shimon, and he ended up only writing two oisiyos. Lashminon achi el Reb Shimon hos lashminon achi yichte ves Hashem kulay. Reb Shimon holds no. If you had asked to write the word Shimon, you only chayiv if you take and write the whole word. If you write less than the whole word, you potter. That's what Reb Shimon is saying. It's like a bin mekel. You only chayiv if you write the whole word. Rashi says it's cool. For the Gemara, mi matzus armatochi. Couldn't you say like this? That's Pshat Reb Shimon. What Tanya? Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon at the end of the Brisa said like this. The also, the pasuk says, v'yachas achas. You do one melacha. Yochol achiyichte v'tashem kulay. Achas is mashma, you do the whole melacha. You had that to write the word Shimon. Maybe you only chayiv if you write the whole word Shimon. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says no, Meyachas. That was Rav Shimon's Drasha. That even though you do a little part of the Melacha, you also Chayiv. So you see, according to Rav Shimon, you don't have to write the whole word Shimon. It's enough just for writing Shin Mem also you Chayiv. So Churot Zrik Shver, it's a Kashon, Rav Shimon is saying the same Melacha as the Tanakhama. What do we need two man Yom for? And the Gemara Tirits, V'yei Mahochi, Yo Cholat Shiyichtev Es HaPasuk Kuloi. That's what Rav Shimon meant. Rav Shimon Alamol is a Mekel on Shabbos. Rav Shimon says, for the word Achas, I would think, maybe Yoni Chai will write a whole Pasuk on Shabbos. Talmud Loi Meyachas. The Pasuk says, no Meyachas, no, even Chai for one word of the Pasuk. But then Echnam, according to Rav Shimon, Yoni Chai if you write the whole word. If you have that to write the word Shimon, you only chayiv if you write the word Shimon. If you write less than the whole Shimon, you're potter. And the chiddush from the pasuk of Meyachas is you don't have to write such a choshev ksivon like a whole letter, a whole pasuk. It's enough to write one word. You also chayiv. That's the teretz. The Tanakhama says Shem is Shimon. You chayiv. And if Shimon says no, you have to write the whole word Shimon. We have Yosi Yomer, Yosi Dash in the pasuk, V'yosa Achas, V'yosa Hena. He dashed his two things, Osachas Masha Mo Yechayiv, one, and Amo Vyosahene Yechayiv a lot of Chatois, to a few Molochis. Pomim Shechayiv Achas Akulam, sometimes you do a few Molochis in one Shabbos, you only Chayiv one Chatis. Pomim Shechayiv Akul Achas Biachas, sometimes you Chayiv different Chatois for each Av Molocha. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yosi, what's Pshan Rabbi Yosi, how did you see this from the Posik? The old Posik is like this, Achas Meyachas. The Pasuk could have said Achas and said the word Meyachas. Heina Meheina. The Pasuk could have said Heina and it says Meheina. We dash like this. Achas Shi Heina. Sometimes one is like a lot. For Heina Shi Achas. A lot is like one. Achas is Shimon. Amol Achas means you would think you have to write the whole word Shimon to be Mechayiv on Shabbos. Meyachas means Shem is Shimon. So Chiddush Meyachas, you don't have to write the whole word you had asked to write. If you only write the first part of it, Shin Mem, since it means something by itself, also Yechayiv. That's the first rush of Achas and Meyachas. You don't have to write the whole word, nor Meyachas. A part of the word, also Yechayiv for. Heina, what does the Pasuk Bechal have to say the word Heina? Has it could have got along without saying Bechal the word Heina? That we dash in his Ovis. And Meyhein is told us that on Shabbat is such a Yisoid, even though we only know the Olama test Ovis Melachis, but don't think that's all Yechayiv Midirais and Achatis. You should know there are toldos on Shabbos also. We need a pasuk to tell us toldos, and the pasuk is Meheina. That Shabbos has toldos. Anything that looks like the Yav Malacha, you should know Yechayiv for on Shabbos. Abi, it looks like it's Yechayiv. Achas Shi Heina, what does last Rosher one? That's a lot. That means Zodah and Shabbos, Veshigigas Malachas. In the case where you know today is Shabbos, just you are Shigig on the Malachas. You forgot you're not allowed to write, you forgot you can't plow, you forgot the Malachas. So for every melacha, it's a special shoydig, you chayiv a special chattis. Heino shiachas, a lot of melachas, you only chayiv one chattis. That's the case, shivigah, Shabbos, bizar the melachas. In the case where your shoydig was, you forgot today was Shabbos. You know the halachas klur. You know on Shabbos you can't do any one of the lamates melachas. So you're amazing at doing the melachas. But what's the shkoga, shoydig? You forgot today was Shabbos. So how many shkogas do you have? Only one, you only chayiv one chattis. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Motzino Shem Koton Mishem Godo. We find that Yechayiv, if you had asked to write the word Shimon, and now you only write the word Shin Mem, Yechayiv. Because the Shin Mem is called the Shem Koton, it has some meaning by itself. That's why Yechayiv. Fred Gemara Midomi, it's not true. Why Yechayiv Takam? You had asked to write the word Shimon. Now Shin Mem. Now if you write the word Shimon, the Mem is a regular Mem. When you want to write the word Shem, Shin Mem, it's an Ender Mem. It's spelled different. It looks different. There's an Ender Mem and there's a regular Mem. So how could you mistake the two? Like how could you say by writing Shimon, you write Shin Mem, it's Meskayim someplace else. A regular Mem is not Meskayim, but Mokim need an Ender Mem. For the more Midami, Mem the Shem Stuma. If you write Shin Mem as the word Shem, it has to be an Ender Mem. Mem the Shimon Psucha. But the Mem, in word Shimon, it's a regular Mem, it's open Mem. It's not the same thing. Amar Rav Chisda from this bright that we see, Zois Semeris. There's Aloch and Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah. And who are the Hilchas Mezuz and Hilchas Sefer Tefillin? That Sosum, V'yosef Suha Kosher, for the Yevid, in a case we are supposed to write Shin Mem to be Sosum, we're supposed to write a Mem Stuma, and instead you wrote a Mem Psucha, a regular Mem, still is Kosher. Even though Matkili should do that way, but for the Yevid it's Kosher. So that's Pshat here. Since by writing the word Shin Mem, even though you only spelled the Shin with the Mem Psuach, a regular Mem, but since another place when you have to write really word Shin Mem, and it should have been a Mem, Sosum still is kosher with the Psuach. Therefore it's called a Choshem Ksivah. For the Gemara Meitzvah, we have a Brisa that says Faket for that. The Pasuk says, Uchsavtum. In Kriyashma we say, Uchsavtum, Amzuzah Beisecha, Bishurechom. What's the word? Uchsavtum. We dash to mean, Shekhtay Ksivah Tomah. Loshin Uchsavtum, Ksavtam. That's to be a Gansa, a whole Ksivah. What does a whole Ksivah mean? Don't leave out anything. A Gansa Locha now. Muslim.